stardust asleep in this big plantation. Fussing and fighting among ourselves. Nothing to achieve this way. It's worse than ill, I said. Get up and fight for your right, my brother. Get up and fight.
Jungle out there. Ragamuffin. Sometimes it has to be a ragamuffin. Only my ragamuffin. Sometimes it has to be a ragamuffin. Stand firm. Put it two foot on the ground, 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 ground. Put it two foot on the ground, 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 ground. Come now, because a man is a man and a poof is a poof and a gun a gun gun. Jump a gun, jump. Never judge a person by your simple damn look.
You're listening to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook. The hour, the time this hour is 6:07.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. But we have to fix that.
Six, nearly 10 after 6 here at WUSB Stony Brook.
Oh, that's wrong too.
Oh.
We'll fix it.
This is 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook. It's around 6 o'clock. It is now time for Off the Wall.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Off the Wall.
Good evening. There's been a bit of a coup here. Apparently I'm now the guest microphone and Kyle is behind the main console. And it's working pretty well, I think, for the most part. Except I sound awful in these headphones, but I don't sound awful in your ears, do I?
No, you sound fantastic. I can hear you pretty well.
I sound like I'm in an AM radio that's underwater. But that's fine. You know, that's my problem. It's not the problem of anybody else. And I notice you have a new bed underneath us. That's a surprise as well. There's some changes in store here, I guess.
Yeah, there's another channel here, and I've taken it over with something nice, something that that we can listen to while we're talking tonight. And I wanna bring in our other guest tonight. We have with us Finn.
Well, hi there. How are we?
Wow, Finn is here. Where is he? I don't even see him.
Well, one of the features here at WUSB is several different studios, such as commonly found at radio stations, and Finn is in the other room. This also gives him access to phones.
Because this is a fundraising show.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a fundraising show.
You had this all planned out, didn't you?
I did.
So
it was a long night.
You instructed me to go over here. Finn is in some remote studio someplace. We can't even see him.
That's right.
And the phones are ready to start ringing with
yes.
people on the other end and all kinds of places that might be calling us to pledge to keep this radio station going. Wow, it's I'm impressed by how well thought out this is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to tell you all about it and that kind of thing. Is just sort of...
Well, you had me bound and gagged. I sort of guessed that something was up.
Yeah, it was hard to get in here.
Well, anyway, okay, fine.
But
so here we are. It's off the wall time.
Yes, yeah. We are the hosts, guests. I have a guest, a host. We are off the wall here at WSB.
You're the host and I'm the guest.
Yes,
I'm
the host.
I know my place.
I'm sorry. It's a little different mm-hmm. for me to be in this position. At any rate, what we're doing tonight is fundraising, and as soon as we give that phone number out, we will be ready to accept your calls. And I want to be clear, those calls go towards this station, logistics, that kind of stuff. Also, maintenance, yeah, and just the overall morale, I think, is affected by your phone call, no matter what the donation is.
It doesn't go towards expensive lunches. We don't get fed.
No.
It doesn't go towards salaries. Doesn't go towards towards anything that other radio stations might have in the commercial band. It goes towards basic upkeep. And
yeah.
And that's what we need to stay on the air. You know, we were off the air a bunch of weeks ago when something horrible happened to our transmitter. And a number of people came through for us then to help us buy a part that we really needed to stay on the air. And a number of us were commenting that, wow, you know, we're getting better support when we're off the air than when we're on the air. And I'm not saying that should be a tactic where we just, you know, cut the sound or the signal, but it does seem to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have a crisis; it's another thing to generate them.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's not the name of the game here. WUSB's community radio station, right here on the north side, I guess, of
North
Long
Shore.
Island.
North Kyle's Shore. From Seattle. That's why he uses strange words.
But and that's another attribute of the radio station. You let foreigners come and mm-hmm. and operate the station here
the
and
proper
even
documentation
host a show. Yeah, exactly. And provided your visas are good and everything, you do get these opportunities, and that's community radio. This isn't Clear Channel. This isn't some. I can't believe I said the name. The channel that goes without goes unsaid. This isn't one of those farms. Okay, we're coming to you live. If something happened, we would know about it. We'd hear the earth shaking.
As long as you said the double C word, what bothers me the most about Clear Channel. And Finn, I think you would appreciate this, mm-hmm. Is that Clear Channel was a word that was used with regards to radio for many decades. Basically, stations on the AM dial, like WABC and WCBS, you could hear them all the way down to Florida because they were Clear Channel stations. Had nothing to do with the company Clear Channel. It was the way their signal bounced off the ionosphere. They did not have to turn down their power at night, which AM stations generally have to because the signal travels further at night. If you have an AM radio, you'll soon notice this. After the sun goes down, you'll be picking up Canada, you'll be picking up Boston, you'll be picking up Kentucky, all kinds of places. And the stations that are Clear Channel that don't have to turn down their transmitters get much, much further. I've listened to News Radio 88 in Nova Scotia and all sorts of places like that. And it's kind of a magic to that, that you could hear distant voices on the radio. Then this company comes along, names themselves Clear Channel, so there's no real way to talk about a Clear Channel radio station anymore without confusing everybody.
Wow, because it's become a brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really interesting background.
It's like, imagine if a company came along and called itself non-commercial.
Right.
And then we'd have to talk about non-commercial radio stations, but we'd be meaning this horrible company someplace.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's like those the junk mail you get that's like tax stuff or something. It's just completely made up.
Yes.
So, anyway.
So, Finn, did you ever listen to Clear Channel small C letters?
No, I have not, actually. Clear Channel per se? No. What we have here is Clear Channel on a good day.
Yeah, we do. And it's really thanks to the dedicated volunteers, the small fledgling staff we have here at WSB. That's what makes it happen. And the dedication of hosts, people that program, you know, students, but definitely community members. People, they've got regular lives, they're out there doing things, but they are committed. They love this place.
Mm-hmm.
They understand why it is necessary. And, you know, frankly, we're here, we're on a big campus, there's a lot of other activities on the campus, and it's really kind of amazing that we've persisted and been able to be sort of self-sustained and stay active. Because, you know, a lot of college campuses, they don't have these kind of resources anymore.
Most don't.
Exactly, yeah. Or they get taken over. I remember when I was in school, a community radio station in Chicago, they actually basically sold the operating and management to a local NPR affiliate. I think that speaks volumes when the management and operations cannot be sustained by the community. So that's what we're offering. That's what we have here, and we want you to be excited about that. And we're ready. We've got a couple gifts. We've got some packages, and this is the season to make that call.
Yes, it is. It's our spring fundraiser.
Yes,
the spring fundraiser only comes once a year.
That's right. We're labeling it Radiothon. And I'd like to give that phone number out now. Pardon me. It's 631-632-6901.
Finn, maybe you have some sense as to what we might be offering people who are generous enough to call that number.
I do. Well, first of all, we'll take any amount because all of your pledges are very, very important to us at WUSB. And,
so there's no longer a maximum amount that we won't take anything above that.
That is correct.
Okay,
that
good, good.
Minimum, maximum, it's all good, but we prefer the maximum, of course. $35 pledge gets you a choice of CDs of whatever genre you choose, a WUSB ceramic coffee mug, a baseball cap, winter scarf. They're all red now to fit in with the Seawolves red thing and the Stony Brook University and WUSB red thing. So that's all good.
Or the rise of the workers' revolution, depending
as well,
on
that's how
your
I look
sympathies.
At it. I look at it as Finn's revolution.
Yes.
$50 pledge gets you a gift certificate, which I can hook you up with, a gray T-shirt with a really cool logo on it. $75 gets you a sweatshirt of any size or the beautiful WUSB red blanket throw. This way you can, throw something somewhere and stay warm at the same time. For $90.10, get you a membership to the exclusive, the beautiful, the primal WUSB 90.1 Club. And you get for that a sweatshirt, a blanket throw, and a CD of your choice. Plus some really cool stuff as far as being invited to great events. You can also do a time-managed pledge, so that's always good, too. So, in other words, if you want to pledge something like $250, we can do it over time. So
yeah.
give us a call on that, too, and we can set you up with that.
631-632-6901.
631-632-6901.
You don't get caught in the log jam. Call now. That way, we'll get more excited, and we'll talk about more things. But Finn, you mentioned gift certificates. What's that all about?
Well, there's a whole bunch of gift certificates we have here for local restaurants, local places. I have to actually pull the list out in front of me here, but it is here, and there's about 30 places on it, and it's really cool.
Well, I'm looking at the phone. We don't have our first call yet. You out there, yes, you listening to this radio station, 90.1, you can be that caller. Please dial 631-632-6901, and we will offer these packages as well as this awesome resource here in Stony Brook.
Can I just pipe up and say that if you're listening to I don't want to pick on NPR, except that I really kind of do right now. If you're listening to an NPR station that's doing a similar type of a thing, saying call up, support this program, and join the million other people who are on the phone right now, you won't hear them say, we're just waiting for your call, one call, and you make that call and you see the reaction of the people live on the air. That doesn't happen on those stations. Why? Because, first of all, they're nowhere near the phones to start with. They're probably in some studio orbiting Earth. You won't actually have that connection. Whereas here, I can solemnly say, well, not so solemnly, I can cheerfully say that anyone who picks up the phone and calls that number right now, 631-632-6901, and hopefully stays on the phone long enough to make a pledge, will see an immediate reaction from us. You will hear us speak your name if you want us to do that, and you will improve our mood. You will have that connectivity to the radio. You have that right now, 631-632-6901. Yeah, there are things that we're offering, CDs, gift certificates, hats and blankets and whatnot. But the real reason to call is to keep the radio station on the air, because without this place, you've got either static or you've got religion or you've got a duplicate of something you can get two frequencies down. This is unique. This is different. This is something that is endangered because, as Kyle mentioned, stations are handed over to larger entities. The story you gave about what happened to that station in Chicago, I've heard that story so many times. Happened out at Southampton here on Long Island. Happened up in Buffalo. Happens all over the place. Community stations like WUSB that are also attached to campuses are a very rare breed. Very rare. 631-632-6901.
Can I make an offer? Can I sweeten the pot, as it's often said in these kinds of situations? If you call, and this is unique. This is unique to community radio. If you call and you pledge any level, you could do the pay as you go, as Finn pointed out. Maybe a scarf, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's beside it. If you mention a topic, maybe something we've talked about in the past, maybe something that's going on right now, and it's kind of around the theme of the show, something we would maybe have some insight on.
Right.
Why don't you suggest it? I mean, could we do that? Could we let the listeners make a pledge and then maybe suggest something that maybe they saw in the news, something...
Any topic.
Yeah. I mean, well, not any. I mean, I want it to be sort of customized, personal to the show, right?
Mm-hmm. I see a phone's coming in. Finn, is that a line you're going to be answering? I think he cut his mic. So I was just gesturing to you that you should cut his mic so we don't give out credit card numbers over the air.
I believe
we learned from our mistakes.
We did get our first call.
Good. Awesome. So to that person and to subsequent callers calling in, that's a good idea. That you can suggest a topic of any, I say any topic.
Okay.
And we have to somehow talk about it for at least 5 minutes.
We're here for you, and that I think speaks to your point that basically, you know, these other stations they get programmed, they get computerized, they become a playlist, all that. I mean, we're real people. We're here. We're here for you. We're here not only for your call for the pledge drive. We're here for you in general.
I'm holding out my hand. Pinch my hand. Go ahead. Ow! That hurt. I'm real. I'm here.
I really did pinch you.
You didn't have to really do it.
You're right.
The hell, Kyle! Wow,
I'm
look
learning.
At that. That's going to leave a scar. Okay, I'll take a picture of this.
I'm
put
sorry.
It up on it.
I'm really focused here. This is
I know
trial by fire.
You're
here.
Behind the board for the first time, but you don't have to spew just... venom and injure me physically. I just a little pinch would have been nice. But yeah, I'm here. I'm live. I'm losing blood, but I'm here, and it's just evidence that we are all in this together.
Please call 631-632-6901. Keep WUSB strong. Keep us, the morale up. Keep us here for you. Let us bring more content to you, more awesome music, stuff that people that are hosting care about, not something they're told to play, that kind of thing. Call right now. We've got a lot of different packages, a lot of different things, but we're offering the station. There's a lot of changes. There's still some things going on with the station. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of, there are high hopes to evolve, to get new people, new equipment eventually. Yeah.
We want to hear your ideas as to changes that, that we can implement.
Yeah.
Someone had a great idea. You know, that little thing that shows up on FM radios that tells you what kind of song is being played, the artist.
Oh, yeah.
Why
yeah.
don't we get that? You
right,
know, that's
right,
a good
right.
question.
Including
we're going to look into
song.
Getting that
yeah,
because
yeah.
somebody said, why don't you get that? Okay. You know, other ideas. Let's hear other ideas. You know, we broadcast out of the left channel only for many years until someone said, why don't you also use the right channel? And so we started using both.
I remember that take.
No,
gosh,
I'm kidding. We're not that dumb, but listeners do play a part. They play a big part. Is Finn off the phone?
Yeah, he's just now finishing up his form. That was our first pledge there, and I think it went pretty well. Were there any topics, maybe, Finn, that the caller might have suggested we talk about? Did anybody take that offer?
Actually, Nick from New York City said that...
Finn, you shouldn't be talking to us because there's another phone call coming
it.
In. Yeah.
Goodbye.
All right. Okay, well, that's the price.
That's amazing.
Nick from New York City, we want to thank you very much, but we have not heard your whole story yet, and we will hear more after Finn deals with whoever is calling in right now.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to make a list. Please, if you have ideas, stuff to talk about this hour, please, you can call in and suggest it while you're donating. There's any pledge level, $10, $5, all the way up. You know, we're ready, willing, and able, and you get the opportunity this hour to suggest something. We'll talk about it. There's a lot going on in the news, a lot of mysteries, a lot of wonder and amazing things going on in the world, stuff to be genuinely excited about.
And
so,
for those of you who only listen to Off the Wall, I'd like to suggest that you keep this the station on, whether you're listening on a stream, whether you're listening on a radio, and listen to other programs as well, because you'll be surprised by the things you hear. We've been listening throughout the week at various times. I know at one point we heard Kibred on Thursday night.
Mm.
Heard Lister. We heard Chris Phillips and Mr. Edison the other night.
Yeah.
And it's just so awesome to hear other voices talking about the various things that are going on in their worlds with their music. And you realize just what amazing talent we have here in this place.
Skill.
And that goes throughout the entire week. And you also hear people going on the radio for the very first time, like I did once, and
yeah.
I was stammering and doing all kinds of things. But you know what? That's a part of the process as well. That is how you build experience, and that's how you become a part of it as well. So while you may tune in one day and you can't believe what you're hearing, or you're hearing some technical problem, okay, you know what? We're not perfect. We do make mistakes,
it's
but
true.
You will also hear content that exceeds anything you'll hear on any quote-unquote professional station as well. And you'll hear music that you have never heard anyplace else, and you probably never would have heard anyplace else were it not for non-commercial radio. So please keep that in mind when you call 631-632-6901. Your call, your pledge will keep this place alive for future generations, literally future generations.
Yeah. And that's it. This resource, you know, people can experiment. They can try things they've never done
mm-hmm.
on air. New music. Maybe they've produced some other their own stuff. They the way they're creating their shows either beforehand or live. Maybe they bring in some musicians to play.
Oh, we get all kinds of people setting up in various studios, and we also have a presence at various concerts. We had a Warren Zevon a tribute just the other day. A fundraiser for WUSB that did really well.
Mm.
And it's just great to see the community, you know, show that kind of support for this place. Is Finn off the phone at last?
Yeah, I wanted to ask one more time, maybe, Finn, did anyone suggest a topic in the course
of actually, we have a couple pledges in, but
they want us to stop talking. Is
they
that
want
one?
You. That, yes, that's it. They're paying, and matter of fact, the highest bidder can
okay.
get us to stop talking.
Yeah, we can play that.
But Nick from Manhattan did pledge and in support of the station.
And, thank you, Nick.
Yes, and a very very nice pledge, very generous, and so thank you to him.
That's
wow.
awesome. Cool.
Was the second call also a pledge? Or
was second that... call was a shout-out for support from the student community here on campus. A couple of students called to say
Whoa.
What a great show this is.
Well, that's great. You know, having students listen to this place is so important, and too few do. Too few do because I don't know why.
Amazing, yeah.
It's a thing with radio. Listening to radio these days is harder or maybe not as cool. I don't know. But this place has a radio station. If you're at the Stony Brook campus, you can get involved. You can walk into our studios and learn radio. It's a unique thing that you won't get that opportunity. You won't get that opportunity in other places.
Yeah, wow. Hi, all of you students out there. Yeah, we're on campus with you. I don't know if you're getting ready for your evening classes or you just finished up your day stuff here. I don't know, what is it, spring? So yeah, there's probably midterms around somewhere.
There's always some kind of there's a holiday, there's a spring break, midwinter break,
yep.
Easter break.
Yep.
Seems like there's more breaks than
that's
weeks.
That's great, but that's good to know. I mean, I'm sure I wonder if they're listening on FM radio or you know, over the web. There's a myriad of ways, but to know they're here, they're local, they're on campus, and they're listening. That's exactly, you know, one of the benefits of the station being here. As you said, those people could come up. They could try their hand. I mean, you reminded me of my first time being here. I was incredibly nervous. Oh my gosh! And now I'm like running the board. I'm as nervous. It's sort of come full circle. But that opportunity gave me a lot of confidence, and you know, it's different. I mean, I don't want to get into it. It's not like public speaking or something like that, but it sort of is on a lot of levels.
It is, because I couldn't talk in front of a crowd before I got in front of a microphone, and when you are talking in front of a crowd, even one that's throwing various things at you, all you have to do basically is just pretend you're in front of that microphone in a radio station where you can't see the audience, and you just imagine how nice they actually are, and you don't open your eyes to see what the reality is in front of you. But we've had experiences talking to crowds, real crowds in front of us, and crowds on the radio that we can't see, but we know are out there. And it does change who you are. It does change your way of being able to address people. So this place has helped so many people do what they do. I know I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now without WUSB. For that reason, I'm eternally grateful for its existence. And there's future generations, as we've talked about, people that are going to do all kinds of amazing things that I think will be inspired by what this place does.
So true. I mean, you maybe don't want to have, like, you know, your show where it's just one person, but if a group of people got together, students from here, you know, three or four people, that's fun. I mean, that could be a really cool thing, especially like the overnight shifts, like you were talking about, Chris, the other night. That was so awesome. We're listening. We know these guys are part of the community, part of the volunteer producers here, and they're, you know, they were joking on the show. They're like, oh, this is turning into a talk show, which is funny for us because we end up doing a lot of talking. Mm-hmm. And it was great because they were actually talking because they got engaged. You know, they had been playing a bunch of music. I think they played the new Miles Davis mono record, which was interesting.
The whole big thing about that. We were driving home. And in fact, I was so intrigued. I don't know if you know this, but I actually intentionally missed our exit and went in a big loop around so that we'd have another 20 minutes of listening to them. That's why we got back so late.
I told you it was car sick.
Yeah. Well, it was good radio. Good radio keeps you in the car, all right? And it keeps you listening well beyond when you're supposed to do something else.
631-632-6901.
631-632-6901. Call right now, supporting Off the Wall, supporting WUSB, supporting
Finn's
Emmanuel
Revolution.
And Kyle, and give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
Can I bring up a kind of an awkward topic? The time is wrong here at this radio station. I brought that up at the beginning of the show. Kyle, what does your watch say, and what does the clock in front of you say?
Well, my watch is 30 seconds slow, so it is now 6:39, and our clock in the studio is saying 6:42.
And
probably
going
to change to 43.
Do you have a clock in your room there? Or?
We have 6:39.
Okay. So, you know, and the computer here has another time. It says
6:39.
So I think we're a little fast. So I just want to make it clear. I was not late. We were not late coming into the studio.
No, we didn't. We don't do that.
Finn had to play music for a couple of reasons, because the show before us started early.
Oh, gosh,
and
really?
The clock was wrong here. It was ahead. So it made it seem like I was 3 minutes late, when actually I was right on time. You know, and I just want that to be clear for the record. But we also have to figure out how to change that clock so that we're not 3 minutes ahead forever.
Well, I could touch it, but it's this clock is actually, I think, tied to the board somehow, and
This is what you do, Kyle. You write a piece of paper on a piece of paper that says subtract 3 minutes from this time, and put it next to the one that says to add 32 minutes, and to change the date, and add. Well, I don't know how to change the clock, okay? I don't know what to touch.
Yes. What is it?
Time isn't important. It's not about the time. It's about...
And space.
Yeah, it's about the space. It's about the space. (631) 632-6901 is the phone number. I think we're due for another call.
I think we're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open here at WUSB Stony Brook. We're ready. This is Spring Radiothon 2014. You can play a part in that. Please call.
Yes, please. 631-632-6901. Sense the optimism in our voices as we believe that we can meet our goals for this fundraiser. We can keep this place alive and kicking and moving into a better place, improving technologically.
Absolutely. I mean, anything you can think of, it's probably been suggested. It's probably something people would be receptive to if they hadn't heard it. All of that stuff is stuff WUSB wants to do. There's a lot of people here that they put in a lot of years. They're really, really committed, but they need your support. They need to know that it matters, that the time they put in, the programs they create, the guests they contact and arrange, all of that is work.
And Finn, nobody has more guests, I think, than you on this radio station.
Well, besides a few of our talk shows during the day, like Mort.
Okay, yes. Mort has a bunch of guests, but you know, you do a music show, yet you find time to interview people, and they're really pretty riveting. You've kept me in my car longer than I should have stayed in my car listening many times after this show.
Just keep driving around in circles. That's what I always tell you.
You have to do that. That's the only way. But who are some of the people that you've had? And can you tell us what's involved in the process of getting somebody to be a guest on a radio show?
Sure. We'll do that part first. Basically, what you do is you call them and ask them. And that's usually the best way to do it, phone call, email. And generally, if you're calling them to ask them to be on your radio show, usually, in my case, I'm pretty excited by whoever it may be, whether it be an artist, an author, a musician, whatever it might be. So therefore, they catch that, they realize you're into what they are doing, and usually you get a response. Sometimes for larger artists, you know, bigger artists, you have to go through management and et cetera, which I've done several times. But universally, they've always been very, very responsive. So,
I've noticed that. I've been surprised by that over the years, how responsive people are to a station they might not have heard of before, a non-commercial station on Long Island. Why would they talk to us? Well, because they're talking to a lot of people through us.
That's true.
And it's what it's all about. I remember one time years ago, I got into an argument with somebody on The Voice of Long Island about who a character was in the comic strip Peanuts, who was riding on the back of the bicycle. I think somebody said it was Linus, and I said it was a kid named Rerun. So I called Charles Schulz. I called him in the week between the two shows and recorded a little interview with him. And of course, I was right. It was Rerun. But that's it was awesome. Just really cool to say, you know what? I'm going to call Charles Schulz and find out straight from the horse's mouth. And you can do that. You can do things like that. At this radio station, dreams come true. I talked to Arthur C. Clarke once at this radio station. All kinds of amazing people either pass through our studios or our phone lines. And it's such magic realizing that, yeah, these people are real. You can talk to them. You can interact with them, and our listeners can too. But for that to happen, of course, the station needs to remain where it is on 90.1 FM. And your support is what makes that happen.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. If Charles Schulz had said it was the whoever else, Linus, let's say, and you were incorrect, would you still have broadcast the interview?
Well, you know, this isn't like the TASS news agency here. Yeah,
that's
I would have admitted to being wrong. I have admitted to being wrong before. I can't remember the specific occasion that happened, but. I'm sure if it were to happen again sometime in the distant future, I probably would admit to it then as well.
631-632-6901. Give us a call. Let us know what you want to talk about on Off the Wall and show your support for this show and this station, WUSB Stony Brook.
Well,
631-632-6901.
We know what people want to talk about, Finn. It's obvious. People want to talk about the plane.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on
Where's
here.
The damn plane?
Where is it?
You know, if you turn on CNN, that is all they are talking about.
Whoa.
It's been over a month now. They have the same guest tied down into the studio, not going anywhere. And, you know, just the other day, I swear, I'm not making this up. I turned on the TV and they had breaking news, and they were saying, and I think this is as close to a quote as I can remember. It's pretty close. There are major developments in the last few hours when we found out that there could be major developments in the next 2 days.
Right.
That was the breaking news, that they thought maybe there'd be breaking news, and they just kept on with that. It's been, I mean, you know, I feel horrible about the whole situation. And for the people affected by all this, but how long can you keep saying nothing? You know, there are no new developments. And if you look at the other news channels, the ones in other countries, they're talking about other things going on in the world, because believe it or not, the rest of the world is doing other things. And yeah, this is still a story. We should not forget about it. But that doesn't mean 24/7 coverage of no new developments.
Yeah.
So
it's beyond silly. Right at this point, at first it was like, okay, yeah, it's like, you know, it's a big deal. They're just sort of on pause. They're just stuck because there's so uncertain, and they're covering it in such depth, but they're like stuck. They are paralyzed because there are no new developments, and they have all of this graphics and guests and everything so keyed into the story, but it's just like all this waiting, and they're literally looking, they have the entire ocean to sift through before they get any developments in the story, really. I mean, that is what they're waiting on. And I just wonder, like, when they do get a development, what are they going to expect? You know, is Cooper going to be out there, like, on the boat? I mean, what are they going to do? Dive down? I mean, what live thing are they? I mean, it's gonna be tarps and crime scene and like closing off, like no picks when they do find something. So it's just gonna be another 6 months of speculation before some official report comes out. It's like they've lost their minds.
They'll have a former pilot on to ask questions about this. They'll have a flight simulator guy who looks like he's about to shoot himself in the head because they won't let him leave. They'll have a former FBI guy who's just going to criticize every other country us.
They've already done all that.
It's really something, because the most recent developments, they found, and this is really kind of bizarre. They heard, the Chinese heard these pinging sounds. And if you listen to all the experts talking, they started roundly criticizing the Chinese. Well, you know what? They're not really a democracy. Their press isn't as open, so we can't get the full story. And the equipment they're using is so ramshackle. Yeah. It can't really be dependent. And a day later, the Americans heard the same sound. Oh, well, the Americans heard the sound. So now it's official. And the Americans discovered this. Et cetera, et cetera.
It's like, how quickly can we get the blonde-haired, blue-eyed white people to take credit?
Now, of course, they're probably using Chinese technology.
I'm sorry, what?
They're probably using Chinese technology.
In all likelihood, absolutely.
That's entirely possible as well.
Right.
But, you know, we're in danger, actually, because this story has been going on for so long. We're in danger of getting repetitive in our criticism of the nonstop coverage that the mainstream media has on this. That is how insane the story is getting. But it does tell you the difference between what we do, what non-commercial media does, and what the mainstream does. And I think that you will not get a better example of that. You know,
please call 631-632-6901. This is the WSB Radiothon. Call in, pledge $5, $10, $15, $25. Hire if you like. But the important thing is that we get numbers. We get people showing their support. We have listeners out there. We have students out there listening. They wouldn't have a radio station if the public, if the community, the greater Stony Brook area didn't appreciate this and donate a little bit. And those students, they're learning. They have tough schedules. They like to tune in. They like to have this local radio, right? So you get to support that, you know, just and as a benefit, you get to participate. You get to listen. So please dial 631-632-6901. We're ready. Please get in.
You get to call in, have your own voice on the radio, put forth your ideas, because there's all kinds of perspectives on things. Everybody has an idea, a theory, or something unique about what they are all about.
This is actually the portion of Off the Wall. This time, we generally begin to start taking listener phone calls. Yeah, listener phone calls. You get to call in, be on the radio, talk with us live.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's unique. It's a rare jewel that you're not seeing in the media landscape these days. We're offering that for you right now. Please call in, donate a little bit of money, talk to Finn, talk to us. We want to know how you feel about the coverage of this accident, whatever's going on in Europe right now, or in Ukraine, things going on. There's many, many things to talk about. We're here for you. We want to do it. So please call.
Ukraine. Yes. Now that's interesting. We've been covering this story over the past few weeks, and it seems it's going in a new direction now, where there's more unrest in eastern Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Something we predicted. And I'd like to see where that goes, especially since Putin has said he's not interested in any more of Ukraine. Something that surprised me, because I thought it would be a kind of a slam dunk for him to take over anything in the eastern part of the country. You know what? It might not be so easy, because there's more of a Ukrainian population there. It's not a huge majority or anything like that, but it certainly is different from Crimea. So he might be satisfied just with that. And if that's the case, if he's satisfied with Crimea, it's not a bad deal for the West. It's not a bad deal for Ukraine even. To simply have that part of Ukraine be part of Russia as it has been for centuries. For me, I know people in Ukraine will disagree vehemently with that, but from my perspective, looking at it from here, it doesn't seem like it's that horrible. If it placates Russia a little bit, because, you know, feeling threatened, feeling backed into a corner when you're a superpower isn't the best thing. And having American forces in the Black Sea probably would be fostering that type of feeling amongst them. We don't need more nationalism. We don't need more defensiveness. We need to be able to get along with each other, and that's why talking is so much more important than threatening, which is what I see a lot of people on the right wing here wanting to do, is basically march off to war with Russia, which is the dumbest thing ever. Uh-huh. You know,
I think it's really a lesson in respecting boundaries, and I mean that on all levels. And mm-hmm. that's something the world can take away from this. You got to respect people's boundaries. You got to respect nations and stuff like that.
You got to respect differences. Sovereignty. I mean, the people in Ukraine, they need to live with the people that have Russian backgrounds. They are brothers.
Yeah.
And there is a lot they can share. So once you start putting in the physical land boundaries and us versus them, you have situations like Rwanda, 20th anniversary of that, mm-hmm. where neighbor fights neighbor, people who got along a week earlier all of a sudden are blood enemies. It's a waste. It's stupid. It's so defeatist, and it's something that we've covered on this show ever since our start in 2003. We've seen it repeat often, many times, even in this country, and I think talking about it, having different ideas presented, is one approach, one way to counter all that.
Please call 631-632-6901.
Where did our theme go? There it is. Okay. Do you hear it and I don't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, my headphones are horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's on the list. Those are among the many new resources, new bits of equipment we're pretty ready for here. We've got a lot of really cool old stuff, a lot of stuff that still works. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your money donating to the station, if it goes to equipment, it's going to go to good stuff. We don't just, you know, go buy a bunch of junk and just sort of rig it up here. This is a serious station. We do serious broadcasting here, and a lot of this stuff has stood the test of time, and it's still around, but it needs love. It needs your love.
Yes.
And we're waiting for that call. I think we can get one more.
All right, one more call. This is our goal. This is our goal for this hour. And Finn, you're still there, right? I can't see you.
I am, yes.
All right. And Kyle, I see you.
Yeah, I'm
and
here.
I'm here.
Yes.
I want all of us to focus, to concentrate, to send a message out to that one person out there who's going to make a difference for us. If we get a phone call, 631-632-6901, it makes us feel like we've gotten something accomplished this hour. If we don't get that phone call, I don't want to think how we're going to feel. Wow. The music went away again for me. I don't know if it went away for you.
No, that was dramatic effect.
Okay, well, so one person has that power. One person has the power to make us feel like we're getting something done. It's
631-632-6901.
Pledge any amount. There are all kinds of gifts that we have. Finn will explain it to you over the telephone. And you'll be helping keep WUSB alive and broadcasting for the future. And it's a process. It's a back and forth. You're part of this show as much as we're part of this show.
Absolutely.
631-632-6901. I'm sad that the phone's not ringing already.
We're ready.
Emotion is now sad.
The lines are wide open, everyone. Stony Brook, northern shore of Long Island, please show your support. Pick up your phone. It's really simple. You probably don't even have to dial 631 unless you have a cell phone, but that's a different story. If you have a payphone or a house phone, just 631.
Well, no,
I mean 632, pardon me, 6901.
If you're on 631 area code already, yes, you don't dial
631. How if you're on campus?
If you're on campus, you just dial 26901.
26901.
Right.
Your call will be directed right here.
Yes, but if you're in another part of the world,
uh-huh.
You probably have to dial 1, even if you're in the United States, because for some reason we dial 1 before all phone numbers that are outside our area code.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a different part of the world, country code is 1,
mm-hmm.
and then the area code is 631-632-6901.
All of that notwithstanding, we're here, we're standing by, we're ready for that call.
7 billion people in the world, not one of you can call that number? I mean, come on, this is not much we're asking for. It's an easy thing to do.
Yeah, and you make a difference, you know? It's going to make our day to get that one last call. One call. Spring Radiothon 2014. Support WUSB Stony Brook. Keep us on campus. Keep us in some new gear and coming through clearly. Not like that brand, but clearly over our transmitter.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the phone.
I think Finn got it. I think we got it. That does not mean if anybody else wants to call, dropped off. That means you still can call.
What do you mean we dropped off?
Apparently the caller got cold feet.
Finn, what happened?
Well, apparently our caller got cut off in his attempt to pledge. He's probably unloading his bank and could not take care of that.
That's a bitter disappointment.
631-632-6901. You have 3 minutes left, if my clock is correct.
That's about
right. To call Off the Wall, show your support for what Emmanuel hijacking host Kyle has done today. Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
You know, getting a phone call and losing it like that is like hearing a pinging sound and then losing that, you know? Not to draw parallels, but
I think
bitter disappointment is about the same.
That's pretty much what we're doing. We are your toad pinger. We are waiting for that ping. Please call.
And as long as we've moved back into that subject, let me just say, I think somebody is having a lot of fun at the expense of everybody following this story. Because think about it. You have the Chinese equipment. There's that phone call again, and this could make my night happy.
It's solid. It's solid.
It's a solid call. Okay. But let me just say that we had that signal picked up by the Chinese in their portable equipment that just happened to be passing over the spot where they would have to be to hear that signal, because they only have a range of about 2 miles. Mm-hmm. In the entire Indian Ocean, all right? And they were able to hear that, and they were able to hear that right about when the pings were going to stop coming because the battery was about to run out. And as soon as the other equipment was brought over, the more sophisticated equipment that could hear this, they heard it too, long enough to verify that the Chinese weren't just making it up so that the Americans could take the credit for it and all that.
Yeah, get the
and
white people.
And then it stopped, and there was nothing else. I mean, come on. This is just, if this appeared in the TV show Lost,
people
would say, okay, this is ridiculous now.
Well,
as it is, the TV show Lost, I think, is more believable than what's going on in real life.
No, I'm with you. It's as much a mystery to as anybody else, but it seems a little fishy. You know, that croquet mallet that the Chinese were using, and then the other ships come in, now it's gone. I guess they're just waiting to tow the scrap 777 into place so that we can then not reach it because it's too far down and all that.
No wreckage, no sign of any wreckage.
Yeah.
And every day it seems like the route of the plane goes in a different way. So who knows? Nobody seems to know. It's a mystery. It's the only thing that's not a mystery is the idiocy of the mainstream media and how they cover it. That's the thing that's a certainty. Do we have a pledge? Was that a pledge?
I think that is a pledge in progress. The line is still holding. That does not mean we can't take another call. I know just as we reach the top of the hour here, Emmanuel and myself will run to the other room if another call comes in, 631-632-6901. If you're on campus, it's 26901. This is the Spring Radiothon, and we're taking calls. Please donate to the station, keep us on the air, and we will promise not to be the mainstream media.
If you are listening to this show in the future, and by future I mean our immediate future, not a thousand years from now when you find us in a vault or something.
Or in a gold disc on a satellite.
We'll probably need money then, too.
Right.
But you can still call 631-632-6901 and pledge there. Say Off the Wall is your favorite show. If that is, in fact, true, don't lie.
Of course.
Or you can go to WUSB.FM, and there is a way you can pledge there as well. So you pledge anytime.
Yeah, a lot of possibilities, a lot of different ways. The important thing is we get that support. We want to hear from our listeners. We want to get those calls in. We want to get some numbers. It's not just about the money. It's the different individuals that we know are out there, that we know care about the station. And we're here for you. We want to do more of this. And what it takes is a little bit of money, a little bit of pooling together as a community. And that's it. That's how you can play this Radiothon game we're offering here.
And just to speak to a couple of people that wrote into us over the past week, we were talking about some of our travel shows. Last week we played a show from Omroep, the Dutch radio station that was formed at the Om camp last July and August. We played the show where the Bradley Manning verdict was coming in live at that moment. We have three more shows from that particular radio station that we will be playing in future weeks, as well as a bunch of travel shows from our expeditions around Europe that summer. And we're going to be doing some more traveling and more recording. So that's all coming up. So
always.
Just want to let people know that.
Absolutely. We are really excited, up in our production quality, getting out there, getting new stories, fresh stuff, trying different things, and we're going to bring it back here for you. And all those shows we've done are ready to go, and that means we get to go off and find some more stuff.
If you're out there, if you're a listener somewhere in Europe, please write to us, because this is how we meet amazing people. We met our good friend Sean in Northern Ireland last year as a result of him being a listener. If you're in Western Europe, we're going to be traveling to a few countries in the next month or so. I believe Spain is going to be one of them. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
So write to us, otw@2600.com. We'd love to meet up, and maybe you can show us some cool things, and we can talk about all sorts of fun issues as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do want to say that we've reached the top of the hour here. This is WUSB 90.1 Stony Brook, or also it goes this way too, 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook. No.
Yeah, you can do that.
Is that legal? They're both legal, right?
Well, technically you should say WUSB Stony Brook as a legal ID, but I'm told you can put the frequency in the middle now.
Okay, so this is 90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook. You're listening to the very end of Off the Wall, and up next is Finn's Revolution. Thanks for listening. Thanks for pledging. You can still call 631-632-6901 for the captured control desk here at the radio station.
Kyle. You did a pretty good job behind the board for the first time. I think that's not bad.
And my guest here, E.
I don't know how good a guest I was, but it's okay, you know.
Manuel.
Thank you.
Excellent guest. Always nice to have you here. It really is a pleasure.
Well, I'll keep that in mind, and I'll just be making my way out now. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you could stick around, I'd like to talk to you. Maybe we could do this again sometime.
All right. I'll just get up gracefully without making any external noise.
Yeah.